The Meat Improv!
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabour.
The Meat is the storytelling and improv comedy podcast where we bring on comedian guests to tell true, meaty little stories from their lives.
And then we do meaty improvised scenes based on those stories.
or just funny ones.
Or funny ones, yeah. I guess they're not meaty.
So that's the rundown. We got storytelling, improv. Oh, mm-hmm. It's going to be a hoot. If you like improv and you want to support the show, you can do that by being a $5 a month donor to our mm-hmm. Patreon at patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. And Jake and I put out an extra episode every week where we talk improv comedy. We talk about techniques, our teaching stuff, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. So if you're interested in that, that's just $5 a month.
Yeah.
Pay $5 one time, nothing. Go scoop all those episodes out.
Yeah.
And then leave me and Jake at the side of the road.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the business. Let's get into the fun part now.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Today is the very first Meet Cute
mm-hmm. 2020.
Something we've been doing for 3 years now.
Yeah.
Where we've been on real live couples. We've yet to have a thruple. Well, maybe one day.
One day.
Did I tell you I met a thruple?
No.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. I was fascinated by it. Dynamics everywhere, you know what I mean? but this is a couple. Don't mind my tangent. Teammates on Gossamer. Andrew Martin.
Hello.
And China Fry.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. This is going to be fun. Do you want to know about that thruple?
Yes.
Yes, very much
I think we
so.
All do.
I definitely can't use names or anything like that. It's not that.
I guess I'm curious. Oh.
It started as a couple.
Okay.
And then they brought in a third.
Is it okay if I ask, was it the gender?
Yeah. So it's two females.
Okay.
And a male.
Okay.
Man, I shouldn't be talking about this. I mean, I didn't really get into it with them. That's why it's like, I'm just sort of like, huh?
Who was the person brought in, the male or the female?
The female.
Okay.
Yeah. That'd be a hell of a phone call to that male. you know, yeah, it was just an interesting thing of just like someone I knew as a couple, like we're like, I was just heard from the grapevine, like, oh, they're in a thruple now. And the new girl wasn't like quite introduced, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's like, I just never even considered that.
Is this, can I add that?
Please.
We're eking out more information. I don't want to get you in trouble. Is this in LA?
Possibly.
Okay, sorry.
I don't think it's anyone that would listen to it. I'm not trying to like judge lifestyle. I just had never seen it before.
Yeah, exactly.
And whatever. I don't even know how you start it, but like it's like I would say that the male in the group is like a very like kind of like organized, like kind of type A. And it is weird to be like, Are you just setting this self up? Like I almost got to like tip my hat to it.
Yeah.
Cause it seems like very purposeful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost wonder if, thruples or people in open relationships, they must have a really secure sense of their original relationship. Otherwise I just imagine the jealousy is overwhelming and then it just falls apart.
But yeah.
You can do it. Hey, hats off.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd all have to be getting something out of it. Equally.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, what's the, like, the third one? That can't be, like, the first thing you're looking for, right? Unless maybe you like both men and women, and that's just, like, how to do it.
Yeah.
I feel weird talking about this.
Well, my thought process was, like, oh, because you were, like, type A and organized, and I was, like, oh, I could see bringing someone on to give me a hand in a relationship of like, and then I was like, well, I don't think I'd like that. And then I was like, I could do like a multiplicity thing.
A bunch of you, like getting dumber and dumber. With
yeah.
The,
and then I
had a boot on your head.
Start with a boot on my head. Yeah. End with just a sack of skin and bones. Didn't the crop wasn't that top to begin with. But then I was like, I wouldn't want that either. I don't think I would be like, I just don't have the security to bring in anybody else, even if it's another version of me.
Yeah. There does seem to be a lot of catching up to do for the third person.
Yeah.
Like, okay. We have a thing here, like a, you know, a lot of knowledge about each other and the way we work and all that. And then bringing someone in, it's like, okay, catch up and catch up fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are you saying that like they were very like take charge type of personality, like that is like everyone kind of starts to assume their roles of like a group project in college, or it's like I've never felt like I was taking on the role that I took on in group projects in college. But if there are three of you, all of a sudden, yeah, somebody kind of is like a little bit in charge and somebody's the lazy one and somebody's the, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's a weird dynamic.
Yeah. It would be, what was I going to say about it? I forgot. I just think it would be really like, it's interesting because it isn't something I considered. Like, I didn't think of it as like, oh, that's an option on the table. And I don't know. I can't remember what I was going to say about it, but it's a like, it made me think of like having a twin, which I realize is not even a hypothetical that I can have, but I'm always like, I saw twins the other day and they were wearing like the same outfit. Hmm. And I was like, who picks, like, are they just in? And I know that there's not a generalization about it, but it's like, I'm just fascinated by the whole thing of like, is one of them just like, I don't care what we wear. And the other one's like, I want to wear the same thing every, or is it like a, I don't know.
Were they adult twins?
They were adult twins.
Oh. Hmm. They're just like both stubborn. Like, I like this outfit. I'm not changing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it could be all lots of those. I just imagine if I had a twin or somebody that I was like sharing a life with in that regard, that I would be like, whatever you want. Like, I don't know.
I have an aunt. Mm-hmm. Who married into the family. So like, it's my dad's sister's wife. And she has a twin that she hates.
Really?
Yeah.
Identical?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't even know she had a twin until, like, honestly, like, I've known this person for 15 years now. And like two or three Christmases ago, she's like complaining about her twin because they have the same first initial and last name. So like, they often get like their identities confused, and like, she's gotten her like credit score fucked up or something from this twin. But she's like, I hate my twin. And identical twins. And I was like, I couldn't stop laughing about it for like the whole time we were hanging out. I was like, you hate your twin.
She got pretty good reason. I'd be mad if my twin fucked up my credit score.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate myself for it.
I would hate to have myself as a twin too.
Yeah. My dad and his brother are 2 years apart, but they look so similar that, and my uncle lives in a small town. So everybody knows who he is. And if my dad goes to visit, he'll be in the grocery store or something. And they, for a while, would think it was him. But now my dad has like crazy long hair and a weird goatee. but they could not be more not alike. So it's like, my uncle is like a church going man who's been a teacher at the same school for like 40 years and like plays the guitar. And it's like, my dad makes rice wine and grows his hair long and votes for Trump. Like, he couldn't be more. And like, I would see it happen in like the city market or whatever. They'd be like, hey, Jack. And then it's like, oh, like they're like,
rice wine's serious, by the way.
Huh?
Rice wine is like serious.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
I had that once in Thailand and that was an interesting night.
Yeah. But it's like running into a bizarro world version of like this sweet, like local man. And then it's like, ah.
That's funny. I talked, this is going back a little bit, I don't want to bring this. This is your guys' episode, sort of, but this is the warm up talk. I talked to somebody who was in a threesome once, and she told me that like the dude felt left out.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. Like, no surprise. Like, that's the only scenario I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's the dude feeling left out. That says a lot about me, I guess.
I think that's like always one of those things that's like, oh, yeah, threesome, dude.
Yeah.
But like, I've talked to actually two people who've done that, and they were like, there were hurt feelings immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is.
I would for sure get my feelings hurt.
There's no outcome. The only outcome that works is that I feel happy and I think that both of them are satisfied. Like that, there's a 0% chance that happens. It would almost be like a fear factor type of thing where it was like, there's no way I leave that situation feeling better about myself. I either go like, oh, I was left out, or I disappointed two women. Or like, there's no way I'm like, awesome, that ruled, everybody's happy. This is a fucking nightmare.
Oh, God damn it. Sack of crap.
What?
I'm home. Had an awful night. What? Awful, awful night.
What happened?
I had a fucking threesome.
Whoa.
Do you mind if I smoke in the apartment?
Hey, yes, I do. You don't get to smoke in the apartment.
I'm smoking in the apartment.
Is it like God, a
nightmare? Nightmare shit.
What happened? Nightmare.
Just none of it went right. You know, I've been dating Ashley for a while now. Things have been going pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird now. It's just weird between us.
What?
Yeah. I left there. It was a nightmare.
Who was the other person?
Huh?
Who was the other person?
You're not going to believe it. Carmen Electra. It was Carmen Electra.
Oh, man. What a throwback hottie.
No, dude, you should see her.
I can't believe you've had. I mean, you still have a Carmen Electra poster in your room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, exactly. It was a huge disappointment.
What? She wasn't good at sex?
No, she was great at it. I was terrible. I was terrible. So,
you had a dream. You and Ashley are so in love, and and she seems so cool. And was it your idea? And she felt left out.
No, it was her idea.
It was her idea.
Yeah, she saw Carmen Electra at a bar at City Walk.
What?
And she like put the whole thing together. It was for our 4-month anniversary. It was a nightmare.
Oh,
nightmare
God.
Stuff.
Nightmare.
We cut to Carmen Electra's house. God, jeez, Rumi, I had the worst night.
Oh no, what happened?
I had a threesome, and the other two are just so disappointed. It was, I couldn't have done a worse job.
It's true.
It was such a nice thing at the bar, and you know, I thought, you know, yeah, maybe this could be fun. You know, I'm a throwback hottie, like people, you know, maybe.
Yeah, of course, they must have been so excited.
To start, they were, and then I just fumbled. I got nervous. I apologized before things even got going, really. I apologized during. And then I just feel terrible. You know, for being a like superstar and a very like attractive, you know, person in the early 2000s. And now people have a certain expectation of how I'm going to perform. And it's really hard, I guess, not to, you know, live up to that expectation.
You see, Carmen Electra's walls are just pictures of improv teams. One of them has me in it.
Are you sure it was you? They might have been just awkward. It probably wasn't your fault.
It was me. It's if a threesome is bad, it's always you, you know? You get it, right?
No, I don't get it.
Have you ever been in... this is a little personal, I guess. Can I ask, have you ever?
No, I haven't. So I guess I don't know for sure, but
you should go hang out at a bird sometime. Really attractive guy.
We cut to Ashley's house.
Hey, what's up? I was sleeping on the couch.
Do you mind if I smoke a cigarette in the apartment?
Yes. What?
I just had a threesome. Crushed it.
You did? Yeah, I hardly ever feel
I came
it.
Three times. I'm positive they were both satisfied sexually.
Josh was up for that?
Yeah. I surprised him as an anniversary thing. Josh was up for it. I met Carmen Electra at City Walk.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
You have a picture of City Walk up in your family room. Great. Let's get into the meat part of the podcast.
Great.
So let's start. You're going to tell some joint stories today, right?
Yeah.
First of all, how long have you all been together?
We're coming up on 7 years in April.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So does that predate LA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Where?
College.
College. Yeah.
We're in the theater program at Purdue University in Indiana.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep. I'm a Midwest boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where from?
Milwaukee.
Okay.
But Purdue's like an engineering predominantly, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember. Yep. I only know that because one of my friends who's big into engineering is like, Purdue!
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Boilermakers.
Yep.
It's also where Glenn Robinson played basketball. He's the number one draft pick for the Bucks.
Glenn Robinson? Who yeah. am I? I was thinking of a San Antonio Spur. Who am I? Oh, David Robinson.
Oh, he's a Navy SEAL. Navy guy. Okay. So Purdue, mm-hmm. 7 years. Mm-hmm. Theater department. You moved out here together?
No.
Staggered.
We were actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were long distance for almost a year and a half.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which we were talking about today because one of our stories takes place in that time. And it's crazy that like time gets, it was such a long time when we were in it. And then uh-huh. now it's like, I don't really think about that as being like a super long time. You just mm-hmm. kind of like breeze over it in your mind, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Who moved first?
Me.
Andrew.
Gotcha. Did you graduate earlier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And I stuck around Indiana for a little while and pretty quickly was like, I was like gotcha. Subbing at my like high school that I went to.
And oh, really?
Yeah. Because I got cast in a play in Indianapolis in like the winter. I graduated in May and then got cast in something that was going to be that like fall winter. So I like stuck around for a little while and like just to make money subbed. Then like when that play was over, it was kind of like, I can't be around Indiana much longer, like staying in my parents' house.
Yeah.
So we were like, I'll kind of like, you know, forge the path and like, saber the, you know, bamboo or whatever and, make the way. And then, China will come out and join me when she graduates.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did that after college. I like hung out, made some money in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I worked at a sporting goods store, like where I worked at in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And just saw like the same, like old classmates of mine. I'm like, I got plans though.
Exactly.
I'm not just like coming back here.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I worked at the pizza restaurant. We all did it.
Yep. Oh, we made it out here. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you want to so do this segue into your story? Is that, did you guys have?
Sure
yeah.
I guess it seems natural enough, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was during that time. So Andrew borrowed his parents' car to come out to California.
Borrowed.
Yeah, I was
gonna bring it back.
Drove it out. Yep. And so that was in February. And then over the summer, he had to drive it back. And so I flew out basically to spend a little time in California. We were going to take just as fast as we could back to Indiana so that he could spend some time with family and friends. And
in the Indiana part, you mean?
Yeah, in the Indiana part.
Kind of like maximize our vacation there. It's like LA road trip, Indiana time.
Yeah, but I would barely count it as a road trip because we seriously did not. It was not like we're going to stop at tourists, like make it like romantic. Yeah. It was like truly as fast as we could, like get from one end of the country to basically the other.
Because I had already like driven out, you know, half a year earlier. So I was like, I got my fill of
you did the sightseeing by yourself.
Yeah. I was done.
Yeah. When you are going to LA, there's not much of a time limit on it. It's like, hopefully I get a job. I don't know. You can kind of take your time.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Just hauled ass back.
Yeah. And Andrew had to do all of the driving himself because it was a stick shift and I don't know how to drive. But the day before, I think the day before we were going to leave, we were at the beach in Santa Monica and Andrew was wearing his glasses and he went out into the water. And of course, like his glasses fell off his face. And
a wave took them off my face.
real natural California guy.
Wave snatched your glasses. Gave you a wedgie.
So the waves took his glasses and he didn't have any backup contacts. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you hadn't ordered any backup contacts.
It had been too long since my last prescription and I hadn't like updated it, and you can't like order new ones until you get.
I'm right in that window right now,
yep.
baby.
Yep.
Lost his glasses in the ocean, did not have any backup contacts. Our first priority was getting from Santa Monica back to his apartment in North Hollywood at that point. Maybe Koreatown.
No, it would have been Koreatown by then.
Koreatown. Luckily, we like parked in a spot that was... It was like we didn't have to move it right away. So Andrew had to like emergency order. He was trying to like order contacts on the beach.
Blindly on my phone.
Are you really like...
Yeah.
Like... But
legally blind.
Really?
Yeah, but my doctor said, yep. Yeah, without my contacts. Yeah, where I just, it's nothing.
I squint a little too much. It's anyway, legally blind.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah, so basically we're like really late starting this road trip. And of course, Andrew was very anxious to get back because he wanted to see his friends and family. So when we left, it was like a day and a half late and it was like midway through the day. It's like he got his contacts in the mail, put them on, and then we rushed out the door to leave. And we were going to drive like that evening and through the night to try to make it to Colorado, like Denver area, that first night, which was, it was going to be a really long trek.
Yeah, that's a one night to get like mm-hmm. mid-afternoon to there.
Yeah.
You probably get there like 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. It was like we were. Wow. Yeah, that's what we were planning on as far as we could. But we got to Colorado and it's like a Ford Focus and we're driving through the mountains and it starts pouring down the rain. And the poor little Ford Focus is just like slipping and sliding all over the road. And we're both like cranky at this point and hungry and scared. So we pull off into this like sleepy...
And just Andrew's driving?
Yeah, just Andrew, yeah. Yep. So we pull off into this little Colorado town and we stop and on my phone, I'm just like looking up a hotel in the area and the cheapest one, because I think we were planning on staying with a friend in Denver.
Yeah.
So that we wouldn't have to... Anyway, we didn't make it that far. So I looked up like the cheapest hotel I could find. It was the Hotel Colorado. We went there, we pulled in, and it was like immediately like this cavernous, like big, it had like these old flags along the walls. And then we went inside and it was like, looked like it had been preserved from like the 1970s. It had like these salmon pink walls. It had taxidermied animals like hanging on the wall.
This is the lobby?
This is the lobby.
Okay.
And all the doors that like it would, there would be a sign for like the pool, but the doors were like huge, heavy wooden doors with like, it was like, I'm not going to open that door unless I see somebody else go through it. And the person who checked us in just kind of had this like weird vibe to him. And it was like all around a very creepy atmosphere.
And he had a stump for a hand.
Yeah, that's right.
It was no hand.
Yeah.
It was just a detail. I feel like I was like, oh, you're not going to mention that you had a stump for a hand.
I wasn't, but yeah, that was part of it.
It's fine. But it's just, yeah, it's a detail.
You definitely clock it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we went to our room. Everything was fine. But like in the middle of the night, Andrew's phone was plugged into the wall and it started going like ding ding, like the unplugging and replugging sound. And it was like da-dun, 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 da-dun. And I was like, after like a few minutes of that, I was like, Andrew, unplug that phone.
Yeah, we should mention that we neither of us like acknowledged how creepy all of this was. Like, because it's just like a full like cliche like horror story to get like driven off the road by a storm. You find the first hotel, and it's like a big castle from the 1700s.
We all have this feeling in our there's this feeling in your gut that like you should just go to the Best Western next door, but you know it's $60 more expensive. So you're like, I don't know, maybe I'll just stay here.
Yeah,
and we
So neither of us like talked about it all, that how like spooky all this was, because we're like, that like makes it real that it's like a spooky situation. We'll just like pretend like we're having a good time.
Yeah,
that's a lesson you learn in your 30s. It's just like, pay for the Best Western.
$60
just do it.
Yeah.
The $80 hotel next door is maybe not worth it. But yeah, and the same, like a similar thing, like all night I didn't sleep at all because I just heard the sound that sounded like it was coming from the bathroom, just like a and I couldn't get the image out of my head of like somebody like scrubbing the bathroom floor all night.
Oh my God.
It was terrifying. And I, like I said, I didn't sleep at all. I was like, this is, like, we should have left. Like, this is a bad idea. But we got up the next morning, and as we were pulling out, I looked it up on my phone, and the Hotel Colorado is the third most haunted hotel in Colorado, according to Ghost Blog. I don't know. Yeah. Well, the Shining Hotel is in Colorado.
Yes, that I know.
Was the top. Yeah. There was something in the middle.
It's just like by ghost sightings. How are they?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I never thought about the analytics that go into it.
Yeah. I think, yeah, like the number of people who've said they've seen something weird. Like there's this thing about this girl who shows up in the hallway. Oh, and also I think that I don't know if this is true or not, but I read that it was an infirmary during the war.
Civil War. They kept Civil War soldiers
that
in the basement.
Civil War.
1700s, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 1800s.
Well, the place was founded in the 1700s.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it would have been around.
Jesus.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you clock the moving thing too, or that sound?
No, I slept better than China, I think.
He has no trouble sleeping. He can sleep through anything. It's like,
so is that bit about the phone just a thing that annoyed you?
It was. You're not counting that as a haunting, are you?
I'm sure it was lint in my like thing that was blocking the plug, but it was just another
faulty wiring, whatever.
Just like a weird, because it was like, we're also spooked, and so those were kind of like the two things that were like a little weird during the night, and we were just, I think, on edge from anything that would have happened would have been weird, you know. But
how was the rest of that trip?
It was great, actually. Yeah. Our next stop, because we went from there, I think, to Kansas City, where we have friends in Kansas City, and they were so nice. They took us out. I think we didn't get there in time to see a show, but one of our friends does improv out there. And he let us stay with him. We got Kansas City barbecue.
Nice.
We stayed at this really nice house. They were house sitting. It was great.
Yeah.
So the rest of it was good, but that.
And then Indiana.
Great.
Then you got the next leg, I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty good.
Three days.
Three chunks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what was, I don't think we've ever had anyone that's done long distance on the meet cute. What would your advice be to people that are maybe, I mean, no one really chooses it. A lot of times you're kind of forced into the situation.
Yeah.
How did you like make it work through that period of time?
I think the biggest thing is that we never left without knowing the next time we would see each other again. Uh-huh. And we also had an end date. I think that's something that makes it really hard, is if you go apart not knowing when you'll be like together for good again.
So it's like counting down a year and a half and then we're back together. And I would also say, if you have a choice, just don't do it. Like, if I could go back, I wouldn't have gone out early. We wouldn't have staggered it. I think I would have stuck it out in Indiana, but it all worked out. So I mean,
it's hard to say, because it was like a really lonely time for both of us. I mean certainly for Andrew, because he was out here by himself without a whole lot of friends. And I was finishing up my senior year of college, and most of my friends had graduated already.
Oh, okay.
So it was like just kind of a tough year. But also I can't believe we kept this up, but we talked to each other on the phone every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
For at least a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. And another like good thing our friend gave us, who had done long distance herself with her partner, gave us a journal, and we would like mail it back and forth, and you'd like fill out a couple pages, and then I'd mail it to China, and she'd fill out a couple pages, and then you'd mail it back. And now we've got that like kind of like,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, memento.
Yeah, a little mm-hmm. memento. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I guess that thing of like knowing when you're seeing each other next is good.
Yeah.
I guess I technically have that with my parents. Definitely not the same.
Yeah.
But like, I usually, yeah, I usually try to like, just be like, see you in March.
Yeah.
It does make it seem like less of a goodbye.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Cool. You got any thoughts? Any questions?
It made me think when you were talking about losing your glasses and you not being able to drive stick. My mom and I went to England for a wedding, and she was like, I'll rent a car, but I don't want to drive on the other side of the road. And I was like, fine, not a problem. And we were staying with some friends, and we took like a train to the car rental place, and then we were going to drive the car back to where we were staying. And I stupidly was like, I don't want to keep my driver's license and my passport together. So I was like, I'll take my passport with me and I'll leave my driver's license at home. And then we got to the car rental place and they're like, who's the driver? And then I was like, me. And they're like, we need to see your driver's license. Oh, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot it. And my mom, she's only been really like visibly kind of irritated with me that I can recall like twice in my life. And this was one where she was like, what? And I was like, I didn't want to bring both of them in case something happened. She's like, she's like, I have to drive back. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I specifically did not want to drive on the other side of the road. And I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, we can take a chance. She's like, we're not taking a chance in another country with you without a driver's license. And she had to drive on the other side of the road. And I had to just like be like,
hey, not so bad.
You're in the ditch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cause it was just like a 2-lane, like windy road.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, veer it. Cause anytime a car came on this side, she was just like, yeah. Just like freaked her out, or not that side. This
what is it?
Now,
didn't
now I can't figure
they're on
it
the
out.
Left side.
Yeah. So okay.
God,
yeah.
I hope you know this.
Whatever it was, she was stressed out, and it was just like it was only like a 30-minute drive or whatever. But for both of us, it was like I can't be like careful because we're in the situation because of me. Yeah, that's what that made me think of. Also, one time, my friend and I went to California after high school, and we both had cell phones, and this was in like 2003 or something. And the first day we got to California, we went into the ocean and he left his phone in his pocket.
Oh no.
And so it got wet. And then we had to call his parents and be like, okay, I ruined my phone. Call Jake if you need to. And then the next day we went to the beach and I went into the ocean with the phone in my pocket. So then we had to call both our parents and be like, now you can't get a hold of us. And they were like I'm sure they're like, they're 18. They'll be fine if they go on a road trip. And then they're like, idiots. I'm talking real shit. Okay, I already, let's go. We got to get on the road. I already did the sightseeing trip on the way out here, so we just got to get in the car and go.
We're just going to blow through the Rockies?
Yeah, we're going to blow through the Rockies.
It's nighttime. I want to... It's supposed to be majestic, right?
Yeah, it's incredible. On the way out here, I stopped. I took Zion. It was beautiful.
You went to Zion National Park?
Yeah, I took my time. I was going to L.A.
Always wanted to go to Zion National Park.
Okay, well, you take a trip by yourself solo this time.
I'm doing you a favor.
A what?
I'm doing you a favor. I'm helping you drive back.
Yeah, well...
I'm giving you company. Otherwise, you'd be... I thought we were going to take... Just let's take our time with this. What do we got to be back for?
We're trying to maximize family fun time, family friends time back in Indiana.
You don't even like your fam. I don't know. Like, just come on. We're going to be there all summer.
What? So I'm supposed to sightsee twice? That's fucking insane.
He flies through a red light.
Whoa! Shit! Are you kidding? Don't do that. Hey. can't be blowing through red lights here. Okay,
oh, it's God, deadly. I stopped in Green River already. Okay, I stopped at all the stoplights and did all the things.
That's not a thing. That's a safety thing. All right, Jesus, come on.
Okay, I am running low on gas, so I'm gonna pull over. All right, I'm gonna fill up the tank.
All right,
go look around or whatever you're gonna do.
I go look around. Oh, look, there's that pirate. What's that pirate's place? That is specific to Denver. It was in South Park episodes.
Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita. Can we go to Casa Bonita?
Are you kidding me? We don't have time to watch cave jumping.
They do cave jumping?
Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
Well, I'm going.
What?
I want to go in and check it out.
Oh, my God.
Maybe they have an 8 p.m. show. It's like Old West theme. Right,
fast, quickly, pushing you in.
Hey, ah!
Yeah, we'll take two burritos.
What is that?
Burritos.
Burritos.
Two burritos. Eat it.
I thought there was some sort of show here.
Yeah, this show is coming. Oh, it looks like we caught the... Oh, they're all doing bows. We caught the end of it. Keep going.
Well, maybe we could stay for the later show.
No, I already saw it. It's amazing. He does, like, cannonballs and flips off the top rock.
I want to see it.
No. I saw it already.
I didn't.
I just told you what happens in it.
Oh, it's not. I could tell you what a slam dunk looks like, but you still want to see Giannis do one. You know what I mean? Hey, excuse me.
Yeah.
Is this where you get like the old timey photos in the jail?
Yeah.
Can I do this with my friend?
Yeah, sure. You have like a costume closet what? Over here.
Just put a hat on.
Just put a hat on.
Just put a hat on a costume.
These are $60 a photo. I would, you know, get the full experience if you can.
They got a whole wardrobe closet. Look at this.
Well, this is.
I could wear a vest.
I wore a vest when I was out here last time. I took a bunch of photos. Look at here I am.
Those are amazing. Yeah. Oh, let's do something just like
no,
that.
Okay, great. Let me find it. Let me
find
see if I have those specific pieces.
No,
I'll
you don't need to find
again.
It. Any vest will do. Any vest or vest and hat will do. Just hold his finger. I'll hold my finger over his nose like a mustache. Ready? Took it. There, we're cowboys. Let's go. Move it along.
It's going to take about an hour to print.
Yes.
What? An hour to print?
Yeah, it's got to develop. We're using film.
Oh, where's your black room?
we cut to the dark room. Listen, I tried to get these expedited like you asked, but there's something weird with all these photos. The shorter guy like looks fine. He looks very, he's like having a fun time, but then there's like this weird red blur that flies through every single one of these photos.
Yeah, the guys with him was in a huge rush. He wanted to get out of here. He didn't want to take the photo.
Oh, well, these photos are ruined. You can't charge them for these. It looks like there's a ghost or something, and it's like a faulty photo.
Oh. Right.
What? We'll take them.
You'll take them?
Yeah. Let me see them.
I've been told explicitly not to charge you for them.
Okay, great.
Oh, these look terrible. I look great in them, but you're running about.
Who cares?
How did you blur it? You were the one holding the camera.
I had to do both. Who cares? We got a photo of you in a fun outfit, okay?
You're I've got
a good
some
time.
Cowboy boots.
Oh,
you want to try those
God,
on?
I have
take
to
the
try
photo?
They don't even see our feet in them. Why would we wear cowboy
for
boots?
For the experience.
Yeah, it helped me feel more in character. Here, I'll dress like a lady cowboy. You dress like a man cowboy. And I'll get you with a lasso.
Oh my God. Swing that lasso.
Can I put on some lipstick?
Why would you need to put on lipstick?
It makes the lady thing read
here,
more.
I'll put lipstick on you.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Great, good. Take a picture of us.
Okay, and click.
Okay, great. Good God. Please hey, expedite.
We're a little bit backed up now, so let me
what?
See.
What? Why? Who got in here? What do you mean you're backed up?
Is there anything else around town that you think would be fun for us to see?
What are you doing?
We cut to Indiana. I thought, honey, I thought Jake was supposed to be home a day and a half ago.
Well, you know, he was. It's a long trip. They probably got caught up.
Just so quiet around the house without Jake.
Don't cry.
Papa, mama.
Yes, boy.
Look at what I found on Jake's Instagram photo profile. He stopped by the biggest ball of yarn. He and his friend there.
I'm getting on the phone. I'm going to call him.
Don't call
him right now.
Don't
I'm going to call him.
Hello?
Jake?
Yes.
Now, what's this we hear about you caring more about a ball of yarn than your
what? I don't
parents.
Care more about a ball of yarn than you do.
Hey, take a picture of me next to this weird cow.
What's that? You with a weird cow? Are you?
It's not that weird. It's black, white, and black like an Oreo cookie.
Well, oh my God, I never looked at it that way.
God damn it.
Did you not just take a trip, a cross-country trip this year?
I did. I promise. I'm trying to be as speedy as I can, but Josh wants to sightsee everywhere we go.
Hey, do you think there's a store nearby where I can get a glass of milk?
God damn it. He keeps dressing up like a lady cowboy to do different things. It's taking forever.
We can pretend I'm if we do the perspective right, we can pretend I'm dunking the cow in a glass of milk.
We know when we've been insulted.
No, so I haven't insulted you.
Is that your parents?
Yes.
Hello.
Put him on.
Here.
Oh, hi.
So you're the friend of Jake's who he is having such a great time with when he's not with his parents.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you, he's anxious to get back home to you. But
oh, thank you.
Bullshit. No, that's verifiably false.
He's
taking pictures with yarn and cows. And
this is the world's biggest ball of yarn.
Well, you got the world's biggest broken heart right back here in Indiana.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
What happened? What happened?
I think your parents think we're breaking up with them or something.
What?
We'll be home in like we'll be there in like a week.
A week?
I'm going to piddle around Illinois for a while.
Out of all the states, you want to piddle around Illinois for a while?
I've never been to Illinois.
Even the word piddle.
I want to take a picture next to the bean.
Oh, that is a nice bean.
So you said the guy who robbed you, you said white guy. You said about 5'10".
Yep, that's right.
You said a little bit of like a 5 o'clock shadow or a little bit of scruff. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about this guy to narrow it down a little bit? Anything that jumped out at you? Listen, we're not recording in here. No one's going to judge you. If like he was a little bit of a weirdo guy, if he had a lazy eye, now's the time to tell me. If he had a big old honking nose, like in the Guess Who game, you know, some of the guys have the big honking nose.
He maybe had some prominent feature.
I'm gonna need some specifics here. Listen, Rachel, do yourself a favor. We don't want people getting mugged all over the streets, okay? Mm-hmm. So if he had little teeth that fell out like chiclets, that's something to include. Mm-hmm. If his ears were big like Dumbo or got carried away in the wind. Mm-hmm. I say this as someone who's done a lot of these. I work with caricature the police sketch artists.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, a lot of them do caricature stuff.
Okay.
And once in a while, I got to throw them a bone. Mm-hmm. So believe me, they find out. Go ahead.
I don't want to be insensitive. So
you're not.
He didn't have teeth that were falling out. He didn't have Dumbo ears, if that's what you were asking me.
Yeah. But you said he had prominent features.
He does. Very prominent.
Okay.
I want to hurt his feelings.
Hurt his feelings. He took
if this
your
got
money.
Back to him.
He took your passport.
Yeah, I'm really license. Screwed. Yeah, I've got to go through a lot of, you know, and my birth certificate was in my purse too. So
oh,
it's going to be a real hassle
yeah, we
for
gotta,
me.
Did he have? Did he cross-eyed? Anything like that? Did he have a butt chin? Butt chins are helpful. Only about 21% of the population has a butt chin.
No butt chin. I'm sorry.
They're going to have my ass in that drawing room. Mm.
Oh, he did have brown eyes.
Okay. I mean, I already had that.
Right. Sorry.
You're not going to hurt his feelings. All right.
But if this gets, you know, if you find him, then surely you'll read back the description that I gave to you to him. Which
only in an extreme case. Only in an extreme case.
But there is a chance. There's a chance that you will. So I'd really rather if there's any chance of me hurting someone emotionally, I'd really prefer not to. I'd prefer to withhold that information.
Well, we cut to him with the culprit. All right. I'll sign your confession, but I want to know one thing. How'd you catch me?
I can't. I'm not at liberty to...
Then I won't sign the confession.
Come on.
I'm going to draw this out in court. I'm going to draw this out in court.
You've been mugging people all over town.
Draw this out in court.
All right, fine. I'll tell you. The last girl described you as... took a while, by the way. Took a while. But she did eventually say the thing about the no-nos.
What?
Well, you have a very... You have no nose. You're very.
She mentioned that?
Yeah, I mean, she had to.
How did she say it? Did she say it like I
was? She was very reluctant, actually. How did you mug someone?
What?
How did you mug someone with this sort of... You're like, cry... I mean, a crybaby.
Hey! Don't call me a crybaby.
Don't be a crybaby.
What is this? Don't call me that. You're hurting my feelings. Did she say it like he had a distinct face?
He said prominent feet. She said prominent features.
Oh, prominent features.
Which actually, no nose is a submissive feature. It's like an absent feature. It's a lack of a feature.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to tell her she hurt my feelings.
I don't have to tell her anything. All right. We got you for three different muggings around town. How none of these women mentioned the no-nos is beyond me. It would have been, could have been your calling card, actually.
None of them mentioned it. Except for one. Except for one. Did they mention my big head and the tiny skateboard I ride on?
They didn't. They didn't want to. God, you did that? I got to get back to the drawing room. Those guys are going to love that detail.
We cut to the jail cell. How'd the person who fingered you make you feel bad?
Yeah. How?
How? What did they say?
Said I had prominent features, which feels like a backhanded way of pointing out that I don't have a nose.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
They didn't have to mention this. They could have gotten me in other ways, but they described that I got a peg leg and a fat, smelly ass. And
they mentioned that fat, smelly ass.
Mm-hmm, and my head is shaped like a C. And my fingers on my left hand are long like an alien's. They didn't have to call those things out, though.
Yeah, they could have just.
Yeah, they could have just said he seemed like a friendly, fun guy.
Yeah, they stole my... Stole my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad. Hurt my feelings.
Every single person in this prison has been hurt in some way.
Yeah.
Typical story. I don't belong in here at all.
You don't belong in here?
They get you in.
They confused me with the other guy with bells for nipples. And they said I had a weird voice. It's not me. I'm not a peeping Tom. These bells are naturally occurring. The hard part of my nipples exist within extended ball-like areolas. It's a very common disease.
We got to some apartment.
Well, I think I'll just slip into the shower.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
What was that? Never mind.
Oh boy. I'm getting horny.
All right, come on, Waves. There, it looks like a Rube over there. We can get him for all he's worth.
Oh, come on, it's easy pickings.
Dude, he's so scrawny, but he's got a big gold chain and ooh, look at that new iPhone 11 in his pocket. I can snatch that, no problem.
I want to go back to the surfer beach. This is easy pickings. We just go after every Midwestern flashy guy who just got to L.A.
Oh, of course. Of course. Look at this stash that I got here in my water here. So much gold. So much goodies from these dummies who come in.
Where can you spend it?
Honey, get a picture of me standing in the water. I'm DJ Khaled with my chain.
Look what he's asking for.
All right, yeah, get him. I might take his shorts too. Already.
Oh, sweet. Billabong.
No, don't take the picture now.
Another one.
What the hell? Did the wave just say another one?
Oh, hell yeah. Get in the back of that. Get in the back of that photo.
I dabbed in him. I was dabbing behind him.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on the dab.
He runs off, humiliated.
Come on, we gotta do better.
Yeah, right? let's get an engagement ring. Let's get a wedding ring. It's hard to snag some.
You really want to hurt somebody?
I do. All right.
Hey, I'm open to it. That's worth hell. Fetch a high price.
Yeah, well,
that's gonna take a lot of effort. I think we have to really work a ring off a finger.
Maybe we can catch somebody who's in the act of proposing. Yeah, it'll be we get it in transition. You know,
we'll have to convince some horse's ass to kneel in the water.
I think we could do it. We make ourselves seem really serene and romantic.
Yeah, a nice teal. Yeah. With a deep blue.
Maybe we'll do some low tide and then we just catch him.
Low tide.
We have to get tide's help.
Oh, here's somebody's coming along. Okay. Oh, it looks like they're on a date. Maybe we can amp this up a little bit for him.
You know what? Let's just take Destiny into our own hands. Yeah, let's just pull the leg out from under this guy and make him kneel.
Sweetheart, right here.
The wave knocks my hand up. You're not only my best friend. It's moving his jaw. My best friend. Also the love of my life.
Really?
Will you marry me?
Holy hell, you had a ring? Nothing would make me happier. Yeah, I thought we were in a bit of a rough patch, but this is such a surprise. I'm just so happy.
My pants.
I got his shorts. I got his engagement ring that he seemed to have been planning on.
Honey,
I killed him. I dabbed right behind him.
God, we didn't even get. All right, we gotta have to hide this body. Get him under here with all the old drunks.
That was a good call.
Yeah, that was engagement. Great.
Damn.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
cold.
You. Tough but rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
God, this is. Do you ever feel just stale though? I mean, that was a new rush. We got a wedding ring. This is a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
I want to go after a whole plane.
A plane?
An airplane?
Are you crazy? Those are so much higher up above us. I've never even seen one skim the surface.
Okay. Wait, a helicopter?
No.
That's what the humans thought when they were like, should we go to the moon? Oh, yeah. Look how high it is.
Fair enough.
And now we go to the sky.
Yeah, now we go to the sky.
All right. Passengers, and if you look out your left, you'll see the Santa Monica Pier. Next time you're there, try out one of the rides.
You're really bad at this, Stu.
I'm trying to. Give me a break, okay? I'm trying to show off a little bit.
Show off what? This is your bad tour guide?
Knock it off, man.
Hey, you knock it off.
Outside the window, we see the waves hoisting each other up on their shoulders. I'm almost
just
there.
One surfer, like.
Okay, I'm almost there. I almost got him.
Hurry, I'm supporting a lot of weight here.
Okay, I'm going to throw myself into the turbine.
What the hell?
Hey, let's knock the pilot to the back of the plane.
Pulls his pants off.
Whoa. Dab. Crashes the airplane. Holy cow.
Whew. Wow.
Wow. That's a get.
Congrats, guys.
It's just a bunch of bodies in the water.
That's a get. We got to hide these. Yeah.
See an old lady walk to the beach. She's got a big stone in her hand.
Jack, if you're out there, it's me, Rose. Please come back to me.
Oh, this is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
This is really heartbreaking.
I mean, yeah, we're terrorists at this point, and I still don't really want to bag that broad.
I'm starting to have a change of heart. You know what? Let's get one of those skeletons. Mm-hmm. Let's throw some clothes on him. Let's make this little lady's dream come true.
Yeah.
See the waves gently come in. Just a skeleton.
Jack! Oh, they start moving his jaws as he's talking.
Yeah. Oh my God, you survived.
Survived.
God. Make him kiss. Oh my God, what are the chances? Oh my God. My friend said I was stupid to wait for you. Come on. Let's get married. Okay. Oh.
We cut to the wedding ceremony on like the cliffs of Malibu. It's just that corpse and Rose.
I do.
I don't know how long I can keep this up.
It's become quite a commitment.
We've had to keep him by the sea for this whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good point.
Are you ready to move back to Lincoln, Nebraska with me?
Great. Well, let's get back to the meat part of the podcast where we talk to our couple. So you all live together now?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll let you sort of lead the way to your next story here.
Okay.
Lead us.
This before or after the road trip?
After. Okay. This is when China was living in L.A. Funnily, it involves driving on the other side of the road. It was a similar situation. We went to Ireland. We went to Ireland to visit one of China's best friends who was studying abroad there.
In Dublin?
Yeah. Dublin, yep.
I love Ireland, by the way.
It's great.
It was amazing.
My favorite place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the world. Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad because we're going to focus on mostly the stressful parts of the trip, but you just can trust us. It was amazing. We had a good time.
It was both of our first times traveling internationally, right?
Yeah. Yep. I went to Canada when I was very young. Oh, okay.
Ireland's a pretty good place.
Oh, yeah.
To like break that seal.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not much different.
No. Yeah.
Everyone's friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very peaceful. Yeah, it was great. So we went for a very short visit. It was like 4 days altogether, five days?
It was way too short.
Yeah.
We should have, we didn't want to take off very many days of work. Yeah. I don't know. But we were like, well, like the full trip was 4.5 days, including air travel.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not enough time.
No, it's not enough time.
Did you get to go to the west coast of it?
Yep.
That's my favorite part.
Well, I'm trying to think. We went all over. That's, we went all over in those 2 days that we were there. But going there. So generally speaking, I'm not a big traveler. I don't really like to travel all that much. Cause I think I'm just a man of routine and I stay put. So this was a big, big trip. China arranged most of it and was doing all the hard work. And, she printed our tickets at home and they printed all the formatting was weird on my ticket. So it read, my name's Andrew Graham Martin, and it came out printed like Andrew Graham Martin. It split it in a weird way. But we got to the airport and China got through security. You can interrupt me if I'm messing this up.
No.
China got through security and then showed her ticket and got through security. And then when I went up, they stopped me and they're like, your name doesn't match your ID. Like, we can't let you through if your name doesn't match your ID. And I was like, it's very clear what happened is it just split in the weird place, but they're like, yeah, where there's nothing we can do if your name doesn't match your ID, you gotta go talk to ticketing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Even in sequence.
Yeah I mean that's what they told me.
You think my name is Andrew Graya Martin?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's my first name and my last name is Andrew Grant Martin. Yeah.
That would piss me off.
I know. Yeah. And I was already so anxious before the flight and all that. And so I was just like ready for any one small thing to go wrong. And then that was good enough for me. So I like China was like making her way through the line. Hadn't even like realized that I was held up there. And so I like stepped away and texted China like, you're going without me. Like, I give up. I'm going.
It was so dramatic. He was like, I'm going home. I was like, you are not going home.
I give up. He just folded immediately. I was like, all right, that's good enough for me. But no, China texted me, like told me to go downstairs, talk to ticketing. And so I did that. And then she like had to come out of line. It was a big, like stressful ordeal. And we were already like kind of cutting it close on the flight, but they like got us sorted out and like reprinted our tickets and all that. And we went, but then, so we got to Ireland and, China's friend who we were visiting, I was the only one who was old enough to rent a car at the time. So I got nominated to like rent the car and drive the car.
Us around.
Yeah, which I'm already like very jittery and like anxious about being abroad, you know, for the first time. And which is like reasonable for her friend, I think, who'd been there for like 6 months and hadn't gotten to like travel and see lots of the country. So I was like, oh, great. One of my friends is coming who can rent a car. But she didn't account on me being such a big whiner, I guess, complaining about it the whole time. But because it is like very, very stressful to drive on the opposite.
And it's usually a stick, right?
Yeah. So it was a stick. Yeah. And I was the only one of the three of us who could drive it anyway. So yeah, it was a stick and it was, you know, steering wheel on the opposite side of what we're used to and driving on the opposite side. And then on top of all of that, we said too during it that like, even if everything else had been like traditional and what we were used to, like Ireland, a lot of the cities would be like confusing to drive in anyway. They're like old fashioned and cobblestone streets and lots of like weird, you know, roundabouts.
It's not
and
exactly
kind of
a grid, I don't think.
Well, yeah, that like was a big problem was the peak stress of that trip.
My God.
We were in Dublin or Belfast, I can't remember.
Well, one in each.
One of them, yeah. And we hadn't gotten internet on our phones due to her friend recommending that we did. It wasn't necessary because
she was like, there's Wi-Fi all over Ireland. Do not get a data plan. Like, you don't need it. Don't do it.
Have that.
So we didn't have it.
And we were picking up a pizza and we were going to take back to the apartment, but there wasn't any parking. So her friend was like, okay, I'll just like hop out, grab the pizza, just stay here. And she got out and then immediately people started honking at me to like, I was in the way. So I like pulled
we
up
like,
a bit.
We were in a bus lane.
More. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. It was a bus. and so I was like, okay, I'll just like do a circle. I'll come back.
Oh no. Yeah.
And so we take a left, take a left, take a left. And then all of a sudden we're in a completely different place because it's like, it's not a grid. So like roads lead all over the place. And it's like such a scary feeling in like 2018, 2017, whatever this was, to like be like, oh, we're fully lost. All of a sudden, like, because we have no way to like contact her. We have no like internet to like look up. Yeah. We wouldn't even know, like, we couldn't even, there's no like place we could just go and like hope that she would meet us there, you know? It was extremely like stressful.
Yeah. And we got to a point where we just parked somewhere and probably illegally, but Andrew was still in the car. I sprinted into a grocery store that was like right there. And I was like, please tell me that you have Wi-Fi. And they were like, we do have Wi-Fi. We're here to help you. Everyone in Ireland was very much like, what do you need? We can help you. And so I was able to contact my friend that way. And apparently at one point we had driven right past her, like right past the pizza place that she was at. And she was like running after us with the pizza, but we didn't see her because we were like so stressed and like not aware of our surroundings. But she was really mad at us.
Yeah. When she finally like caught up to us, wherever it was, like a stop later or something, she, like slamming on the back window. Like, cause to her, it seemed like we were just huge assholes and we like left her at the pizza place. And then like she chased us around the city, like with
a big pizza box.
Like she never like fully lost track of us, I think.
You got about 5 minutes before I'm sitting on a bench and eating that pizza pie. Yeah, if you ditch me,
chase us down.
I texted her from the grocery store. She was like, where are you? And I was like, oh, we're at this grocery store. She was like, don't leave. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yep. So then we were mad and she was mad and we all drove back in a tense silence and
ate pizza in silence.
Yeah. And then we got over it.
How was that pizza? A little off.
Very cold by the time we had it.
It tasted really good. It was great.
Yeah, it was
good. But it was cold.
Very cold.
Yeah. We had a sort of a similar thing happen because we went to Belfast in Northern Ireland and same sort of thing. She had to run in and submit a paper.
Get a pizza.
Almost. <once. laughs> but she ran into a coffee shop to go submit a paper where there was Wi-Fi and we went to go check on the car because we parked in a place we weren't sure about. And the parking attendants were standing outside the car just kind of looking for us. Like they weren't going to give us a ticket. They just wanted to find the people who owned the car so that they could like... help us get out of there.
Really?
Very, very nice. Yeah. Yeah. It was like, you're like, oh, this is your car. Can't park here. Got to find someplace else to park. So that was our second, our first situation, actually, where we were driving around a city in a country we didn't know without any sort of.
Somebody tried to do like the, I mean, I assume it was a scam where like they knocked on our window and were like, which is like the most alarming thing I think that you can have happen to you in a car is like a stranger to knock on your driver's side window.
Oh, I got something more alarming, but go ahead.
Like we rolled it down and they asked, it was like, I need money for gas. Like if you just like come out, like, give us money. And we're like, no, thank you. Or maybe it was genuine. I don't know. Maybe we just,
no, we were also extremely frazzled at that point. So we were like, in no place to be helpful.
Yeah.
I've had that before. We're like, you're frazzled and someone else, like a third element comes in and you're just like, no.
Yeah.
No. One time I was driving, this is just what I thought when you're like, that's the most alarming thing. I was driving, I got a burrito by my old place and typical. I took a left out onto this busy road and like a woman just ran out in front of me.
Oh no.
And like, tried to get me to stop, which if it wasn't in a public set, I might have been more like, do you need help? But it was just like a crazed look in her eye. And she literally, like, I hit my lock, but she literally tried to open my door and get in the car. And I'm like, this is a busy street. But I remember being like, Jesus.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, it was bizarre. It's like very strange and alarming. Where else did you go in that trip?
We went up along like the northern coast, right? Because we went to like
Belfast.
Into like Giant's Causeway, and
I didn't get over there. That's the place I wanted to see.
It was great,
beautiful. We went to what's that?
Did you go
bridge
to Galway?
I don't think so.
Did we go to Galway? Did you go to the cliffs of?
No, we were in Dublin, and then basically north Ireland.
So maybe we didn't get west, or those west.
Yeah, Cliffs of Moher is what they're called.
The bridge. What was the bridge that we walked on?
Oh, Carrickaread.
Carrickaread. It was so cool. Did you? Have you seen it? It's like an
sounds
old.
Like we went to exact opposite parts.
It's like an old like bridge that fishers made like 100 years ago, so that they get to get out to like a far island, and it's just like this rickety like rope bridge, but you can still like walk along it.
What?
Yeah. There's like guards and stuff and like people like kind of like guiding you, and I assume they've reinforced it in some way, but it is like still just a rope bridge and you're out like 100 feet above like churning ocean water.
No thank you.
It's wild.
It was an area too, right, where they filmed a lot of Game of Thrones.
That makes sense. Northern Ireland. Isn't Northern Ireland a separate republic technically?
Yes.
Well, it's part of the UK, right? I think I know
that they have their own soccer team. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, it is split.
It is a different country.
Did we have to, I can't remember, did we do like passports or anything to get across?
No, but that's the whole thing now with like Brexit and dealing with Ireland, Northern Ireland, and the problems that'll cause with getting across the border.
Got it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? What about Dublin? Did you go to like Temple Bar and all that?
Like, is that just a bar?
That's like a... It's just a big bar, like down on their main strip there.
I wonder, we just kind of like went wherever Claire took us. It was like, we saw, we did like the Guinness factory.
I did that.
Tour. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's fun.
Got my little certificate.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you did the pour and all that. Yeah.
What's the certificate say?
I know how, I'm an official Guinness. I've been trained how to pour a Guinness. Which is trickier than you think.
Yeah,
but if we all saddled on up to the Guinness tap, you'd make an ass of yourself.
Yeah, my hand was just shaking. I'm pulling the tap.
So did you come around on like, were you pretty anxious through most of the trip, or like did you find a like comfort or routine?
I was pretty anxious through most of it, because again, it's like that's a lot of driving over the course of like 2 days in a stressful environment. But it's, I could recognize like how beautiful and like fun, like we had a great time. And especially like looking back, it was amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure. When I'm in it. And that's kind of, I think maybe that's what it is with vacations in me, is that like, I have a hard time like, forgetting like the anxiety thing, you know, like I just like worry the whole time about the flight back and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to think, I'm the opposite on vacation. I love to travel, first of all, but one thing I'm annoying about is like like I'm about to go on a trip to Mexico, and I know that like the third day of the thing, I'm going to be like, only three, two more days left.
Yeah.
I'm already mourning the end of the vacation, but I'm still like, out there. I drove in Ireland as well, but I've purposely avoided the city. So any of my big jaunts, like I didn't want to drive in Dublin. I heard that was terrible, but I got one in Galway just so I could drive out to like this cool hiking area called Connemara. It's like a big park. And I got so distracted, like when you first started, I was like, no big deal, just on the other side of the road. And then like, I think I just didn't realize how much muscle memory just kicks in when you're driving. And I like started, like took a turn onto a street and just went down the wrong side of the road. And like, luckily it was like not a busy part of town, but I just had someone go like, hey, what the hell? And I was like, sorry. Just like an honest mistake that is very dangerous.
Actually. Yeah. Sort of, we were on our way back to the airport. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning and we didn't have Claire with us at that point. And there was like a roundabout and we like turned onto the wrong way on the roundabout.
Oh boy.
And then it was like, lots of honking and a U-turn and pretty stressful. Oof.
Yep.
I think that would be my big takeaway is like almost no driving internationally. It's like there's a lot of good public transportation in European countries.
Yeah.
Just gonna go with that.
This one that it is more common for people to rent cars though.
Yeah.
Especially well, yeah, and like in the country. Yeah. It like wasn't so bad, but it was like Belfast and Dublin were a nightmare.
Have you gone on any trips since then?
Yeah, but nothing as big as that. We flew to like Seattle, and that's like more my speed is like domestic, like that kind of thing, I guess.
But we are going to Portugal in September.
That's right.
Ooh,
yep. That's cool as hell.
Yep.
His sister's getting married.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I do feel like traveling really tests the mettle of a relationship a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like even in that situation, you probably got to be like, all right, Andrew's just anxious.
Yeah. There's a lot of like, especially between the two of them in that very tense situation where he was having to drive and we were lost. It was just very much like, okay, everybody's stressed. We're going to be okay in 2 hours. We're going to be okay in 2 hours. Yeah.
It's good to remind yourself of that.
Yeah. High strung. Yeah. I think it's not a coincidence that like both of the like couple stories that come to mind first are like traveling. Because it's just like, everybody's operating it. Yeah. Peak tension.
And then peak tension. I'm talking real shit. Okay, Gina, I got us travel toothbrushes for the trip.
Okay, great.
Oh no, I got soft bristles.
Okay.
You go without me.
What? No, I'm not going.
I give up.
What are you talking about?
Unpacks a duffel bag right there.
Soft bristles. What were you? What did you want? What were you expecting?
Medium to hard. Kicking my shoes off.
We see on our phone that the Uber is 4 minutes away.
Turn on the TV.
Turn that off. What are you doing? Turn that off.
Oh, Clue. I haven't seen this in a while.
Clue. No, we're leaving. The Uber's coming. Please just grab your stuff. Let's go. We can pick up toothbrushes when we're there.
Okay. Fine.
Bing. Peter's arriving with your Postmates in 16 minutes.
Oh, shoot.
What?
I ordered a Postmates. It's going to take 16 minutes. I give up. You go on without me.
No.
Turns on a bath.
Why did you agree to come on this? What? Why did you agree to come with me?
I wanted to spend time with you. I really did. But I get a little anxious, you know, and then it's like, ugh, I can read a sign. This is a sign from the universe. I shouldn't go. I got the wrong toothbrushes and Peter's.
Why did you order Postmates when right before we were going to leave? We can pick up food on the way. We can get food at the airport.
Can we get chopsticks?
At the airport?
Yeah.
It probably depends where we go. Do you need chopsticks? You don't need chopsticks.
He's bringing Thai food.
Can you cancel it?
Oh, fine. Cancel the bath off. Put my stuff in a duffel bag. All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
We've got 2 minutes. Go. Uber's going to be here.
Okay. Let's go.
You got your passport?
I've got my passport.
Got your ID.
Got my ID.
Got your debit card.
Got my debit card.
Okay. That's all you need. It's going to be fine. I'm hyper organized. It'll be fine.
Okay. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Oh. Stepped on a snail. You better go on without me.
Well, shoes off. Double bag down.
No, no, no. Don't take your shoes off. What are you doing?
Order a ride along too.
No. What are you doing?
What?
Come on.
I killed something. We've been on a trip for 10 seconds and I already killed the nature. You want to go on a trip with me? I'm a murderer.
You stepped on a bug. Look.
A snail?
A snail.
I heard it crunch under my shoe.
It's fine.
These are my travel shoes.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Just come on. You'll have a good time once we get there. I know that, you know, flying on a plane is stressful. But once we get past that, it'll be really fun. It'll be smooth sailing.
We cut to inside the Uber. Hey, guys. Sorry. My SiriusXM subscription just ended. So we're going to be stuck with just local radio. Hope that's not a problem for either of you.
Wait, nope. What?
Just local radio. Local radio is what we got on the way to the
roll.
No.
What the fuck is wrong with your boyfriend? He's jumped out of the car.
He's stressed. Leave
Kicking
him alone.
My shoes off as I run.
No. Put your shoes back on.
Slipping on a rope.
No.
Ride along too, playing on the phone.
Catch up with him.
Get, knock me back in the car.
What the fuck is the matter with you?
Oh,
Jesus.
No satellite radio. We're going to be stranded out there.
Could you turn on KCRW?
Yes. Jeez, guys. This is my first ride.
Ever?
Yes. Jesus. Okay. Yeah. KCRW is on.
Thank you.
We cut to this Uber driver's house.
You only were gone for like an hour. You were going to work all night. You're not Ubering anymore?
I'm done.
What?
I give up.
Get out of the bath.
I'm putting on my robe.
Come on, you're making money now.
I've got a ride along too here on DirecTV.
What? Don't order those pay per views. I've asked you this a million times. How many times can you watch Ride Along? Come on, go.
I ruined it. Okay, I ruined Lyft.
I'm sure you didn't ruin it. Would you take a wrong turn?
A guy jumped out of my car on the 5 and I had to chase him down and get him back in the car. Okay, so forgive me for wanting to just unwind with Ride Along 2 in the bath.
We need to make rent next month, okay? And quite frankly, I'm starting to feel like you're not pulling your weight around the house. I feel like you expect me, just because I work at an office job, to like make all the money and be happy being the breadwinner. I want equal parts in this.
I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Okay. You know what? Yeah. I can pick it up. I can do it again.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'll go take a shift right now.
All right.
Crunch. Oh no. Oh honey.
What?
I stepped on a bugle. A bugle on the floor, and I stepped on it. I give up. I quit. I can't
a
do
bugle,
this.
The chip?
Yeah, the crunchy chip.
Did you just step on my bugle?
Oh, God, I give up. I quit.
The little Keebler elf lives in our house.
I give up.
No,
I'm not going to be a magical creature who lives in your house anymore.
Oh, come on.
Stepped on my bugle.
Don't talk like that, pal.
I'm going back to the Keebler tree.
I know you use that as a little wizard hat, but we can get you another bugle.
Back to the Keebler tree. What is going on here? What is the meaning
of this? I bet. Turn on a little bath.
Hey.
It fills with honey.
We all would love a honey bath.
Little wizard robe.
You're watching another Heart the Rock joint? I can't even keep up with this anymore. You're supposed to be living in someone's cabinet earning an honest living.
I give up.
Now, come back. What happened?
They stepped on my little bugle that I was wearing as a wizard's hat.
Well, come on.
What?
There's a lot more bugles where that came from.
What? I
just giving up so easily. We got to make some leftovers, snacks, for this community and this tree.
Out of the food I find at the house?
Yes.
I know.
On the tinny speakers of his little phone, we hear Kevin Hart, a little Keebler Kevin Hart, talking. Cut, quit acting. I'm sorry. I can't do this.
Kevin, baby, what happened?
I'm sorry.
You stepped on a worm?
I stepped on a worm and I'm giving up.
All right. I'd love to sell you a beer tonight, but this isn't making any sense. You came into the bar and your friend, I'm assuming friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Good friend.
Said, Tim, beer me. Right? Yet I asked for your ID. It says Timothy. I'm just perplexed. I don't want another underage lunatic coming in here getting sauced on my watch.
Run me through that again. Okay, we come in here.
Tim isn't Timothy. If your name's Timothy, why wouldn't your friend call you Timothy?
Jesus, it's a nickname. It's my short
name. Tim is
name.
A nickname?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, technically.
It's a bad nickname.
You've never heard anyone go by Tim whose full name is Timothy?
I had Tim Duncan in here not too long ago.
Okay.
His ID said Tim. His name, he goes by Tim. All his friends were calling him Tim. That's a Tim.
Are you serious? You're not going to give me a beer?
Are you serious? You're going to come in here and try to rob me blind like this?
This is my living. Even if my name was different, what does that have to do with my age, right? Like, I might be...
I don't believe any of this.
Okay, listen. What's your name?
Blue eyes. Maybe.
They are. Maybe. They're blue.
We'll see.
Hazel.
I don't know what this card full of lies... Is it Hazel?
Yes. Greenish Hazel? Blue. Bluish
green. That is
green.
Not Hazel.
It depends on the shirt that I'm wearing.
Hazel's brown. It depends on the shirt you're wearing?
It depends on the shirt
that I'm... Get the fuck out of here.
No, yeah, yeah. Get the fuck out. What's your name? Hey, what's your name, bartender?
That's not your business.
Tell me your name.
My name?
Yes.
Dave.
Okay, is that short for David?
No, and if you give me that kind of attitude one more time. My parents were decisive people. David or Dave. If I'm going to go by Dave, they're not going to call me David. You know why? Because they're not stupid. So
you call my parents stupid?
A little bit.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Excuse me. Can I get a drink?
Hang on. We're working this out. Okay. My name is Tim.
Is there another bartender?
There is not, but let me help you.
Okay. I'll just have a Pinot Grigio, please.
Pinot Grigio?
Yeah.
All right. Click, 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 click. Guess your ID?
Yeah.
Babe, get me one too.
Okay. Another Pinot Grigio, please.
This doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry, what doesn't make any sense?
It says David on here. He called you Dave. This ID says David. Were you talking to me, sir?
What?
Well, I'm
Dave. I said, babe, get me.
Babe?
Babe.
Oh.
Now you're confusing me.
No, okay. I thought he said Dave.
I said babe.
And then I thought we had two Daves.
Mm-mm.
Okay. But your name's not Babe.
No, it's not Babe.
I don't see you with a little curly Q tail and a... proud farmer next to your side.
No, I'm babe. My name is not Babe and I'm not a pig.
Why'd you call her Babe, sir?
What?
Why did you call her
it's
Babe?
It's a term of endearment. It's affection.
You're going to call someone Babe as a term of... Then why isn't it legal? Why didn't you legalize it?
Legalize it?
Listen, if I'm trying to romance my sweetheart, I'm not going to be like, hey, newborn Babe. Hey, you little prepubescent
like bald. A hot Babe? A throwback
what?
Babe?
Get out of my establishment.
Do you want to make sales? Can I ask you this?
Not with a room full of perverts. The government could come in here at any moment and start quizzing me on who's of age, who's whatever. And I've got one pedophile who thinks babies are sexy. That's crazy.
It's I
got
common.
One Timothy, Tim, whatever.
Tim.
Hazel bullshit shirt. You could be anyone. I could be Nicolas Cage for
all
you.
My photo is on my ID. My photo is on my ID. That's how you can verify that it's me.
Hey, yeah, okay. My photo is on my ID,
regardless
too.
Of what anyone calls me or him, you can verify it because our photos are there.
Okay. Kind of looks like it. We have shorter hair in this photograph.
Yeah, it's been like 8 months since.
So what's that, wig?
Ow, ow, ow. Don't tug on my hair.
Get over.
Who are you?
We cut to this guy at home with his partner.
Oh, God, what a day you've had. I'm so sorry.
It's insane.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't make any money at the bar.
I'm sorry. Relax. Mm-mm. I'm gonna suck your dick.
Okay. Lucky me. It's perfect.
Okay. I just want you to relax and feel at home, babe.
What?
Huh?
What? Get my balls out of your hands. What'd you say? What did you say, babe? What is that? World gone crazy? What? The world's gone crazy. You think that's sexy? Hold my balls and call me baby. These aren't fully dropped balls. These look like bald baby, empty baby sack to you. You're calling me a baby.
Do you want a blowjob or not?
Yes, but not from a freak.
Jesus Christ. All right. Sorry, David.
Well, no.
What?
No. Don't call me David. You know what? This isn't working. I can't live like this.
What are you doing?
Every day I come home and you suck on my dick. And then you just start fumbling all over the place. Can't keep my name straight. Can't be calling me a little baby, calling me my wrong name. You know I don't go by David. I never have. Jesus. Look at
him. Wow.
I don't think a man can live like this, to be honest with you.
We cut to him at City Walk.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. Been a rough one.
Yeah? What can I get you?
You know what? I'll take a Bud Light, and why don't you buy Carmen down at the end of the bar, whatever she wants.
All right. Get her a drink. What happened? Why the long face?
I broke up with my girlfriend.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry to hear that. What happened?
She was trying to suck my dick all the time. calling me the wrong name. on purpose, I think, just to taunt me.
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
Daily blowjobs, which were tainted by interpersonal miscommunications.
She's like calling you by your brother's name or something?
No.
Like that?
No. What? That would be an honest mistake.
Hey, is this your car?
Huh?
Is this your car that's parked right in front of a fire hydrant that's been here for about 23 hours?
Yeah.
Whoops. You shouldn't have parked it in front of a fire hydrant, especially for so long. But I just hung out here to make sure that, you know, found...
What, are you going
to
tow my car?
No. No, no. Nope. No towing, no ticket. Just wanted to make sure I found the owner of it and that it got back to where it needed to be safely. Right. If I was going to tow it, I would tow it into, you know, a zone where it can be legally parked.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm just here to let you know that your car's parked in an unsafe way. If this building caught on fire, wow, we'd be in big trouble.
We see that she's laid daisy petals on the hood of the car.
What are those?
Oh, they're daisies. I've been here for 23 hours. So
you've been waiting here for 23 hours?
Yeah, I've been waiting here. I noticed this car almost a day ago, and I thought, well... I better hang out and wait for this.
What about all the other? What about the rest of your job?
Oh, I'm doing my job. I mean, this is my job to find cars that are parked illegally, and some people that are in my job ticket them. I don't. I don't want to ruin your day. This is a hefty fine parking in front of a fire hydrant for over a day.
Happy about this. I was all ready to... I got all wound up to have a fight with a meter maid.
Well, you can fight if you want, but I won't push back too hard as long as you get your car out from in front of this fire hydrant in a reasonable amount of time.
Okay. Well, I was just about to go watch The Irishman on my phone and then move it.
3 hours from now?
Yeah, three and a half hours from now.
Well... If you have to.
What the hell? I can watch it anytime or anywhere.
If it's urgent, you can go watch it and come back.
What kind of shit are you pulling?
I'm not pulling anything.
Fine, I'll move it. I'll...
Thank you so much.
Stupid friend.
Thank you, sir. Wow. What a nice guy.
A squirrel hops down from a tree and jumps up on her shoulder, and then a bluebird comes down on the other shoulder.
Hello, little friends. Hello. A nut for you and a seed for you.
We cut to the meter maid bureau. Carol, get into my office.
Oh, hello. Hello, Catherine. How are you today?
What the hell is going on out there?
With about what?
A bluebird flies around the
What the hell? How did that get in the window?
Squirrels come in.
What the hell is happening? I hired you to hand out tickets. What do I hear? I hear you're babysitting a car for 23 hours, putting daisies on it.
Oh, see, my impression of my job was that I was supposed to make sure people weren't parking illegally.
Yeah, that is what, and you're supposed to punish them when they do.
Well, I did give a little bit of a talking to the young man.
A little bit of a talking to?
Well, I did ask him to move his car, and he did do it. He told me he needed to watch a movie, but he was generous. He was going to go watch a movie, but then he was generous enough to move his car before he watched the movie.
In 23 hours, while you were watching that car, we lost $8,000 in potential tickets. So I need you to make up for that. I need you to get back out there, and I need you to write some parking tickets. What are all these squirrels doing in here?
They followed me in.
Jesus Christ. I don't know what you got in your pockets, but knock it off, okay? I need you to get back out there.
I'm sorry, no pocket snacks?
No. I'm sorry, what?
I can't have pocket snacks?
What is in your... What pocket snacks could you possibly
have? I've got some nuts and some seeds in case I encounter some creatures on my way.
Oh, they're for creatures? Then no. No pocket snacks. No pocket snacks. Carry the little computer that we have that prints out the tickets and write some tickets. Okay?
All right.
Get back
this
out
is
there.
Just a real disappointing
In fact, you know what?
Day.
I'm going to partner you with our toughest guy. Okay? You're going to do a little bit of a ride along.
Sure, I'm going to do some shadowing.
Yeah, you're going to do some shadowing.
Okay.
Andrew! Get into my office.
You rang? What is it?
You're going to... Jesus Christ.
What? I'm happy to help.
Okay. You've been tough to corral and keep getting reports of people hearing little bells dingling outside their bathrooms.
Uh-oh.
And you have not been writing any tickets. So you're a perfect match for each other. So get out there and write some goddamn tickets. And get these squirrels out of my office!
Come here, little friends. Come here, little friends.
Little guys.
That's a guy smoking a cigarette in a handicapped spot.
What?
What? Oh, I can't park here just because I'm not... I can't park here?
Listen, you show a little ass and...
What?
You show me your ass and we'll be on our way.
No, sir. It's just that these spots are reserved for people who need special assistance and might need a closer spot to the door.
Okay.
So, you know.
Well, look at me. Do I look like a... Are there any features I might have that might make you wonder if I should have this, if I should be able to park here legally?
Well, you do have some a prominent feature, but you don't have the handicap sticker, so oh. I just have to ask you politely just not to park here, just to find a normal parking spot until you get that handicap sticker, if you need one, which it seems like you probably don't need it.
It's a big assumption.
Listen, I just want to see some facts. Okay. I got into parking business for one reason, and that's to spy on people. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-ling.
I knew a guy like you in the joint.
That right?
Yeah. I knew a guy like you in the joint. Bells for nipples? Let me see. Ding-a-ling. Wow. Do they ring when you get horny?
How'd you know?
So that guy was the same way.
We see that there's a bunch of waves in the background puppeteering this guy smoking.
Oh. Anyways, why don't you get in the car? Why don't you get in the car? Come on.
Hits his eye with a cigarette.
Hop on in, hot stuff. How about you? Bring your squirrels.
That's a pretty good deal. I like this guy. He's got natural charisma.
Oh, no, no. I think that, you know, we're supposed to finish the rest of our rounds. If I don't give people $8,000 in tickets, I'm going to be in big trouble, so...
Fair enough, I guess. Okay, listen, if you can, you and your waves can come along with us and for a
you
ride
see
along.
Him? I'll take you home! All right. Thanks for being on the meet, y'all.
Yeah, thank you both for being on. That was
so fun.
Yeah. So let's go. We'll go around the table and you can plug some stuff. Go ahead.
Okay. You can subscribe to Pencilmation on YouTube. It's a cartoon channel that I write for.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is it Pencil Animation?
Yeah. Like those two words combined. Yeah. Yeah. That's it, I guess. Yeah.
Sweet.
Great. You can see me with my UCB mess hall team, Parliament, most or every other Sunday about. You can check the schedule at the UCB Inner Sanctum. And I also have a pottery account. I'm cjf.ceramics on Instagram.
Is it stuff that you make?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Homemade, yeah, pottery.
So good.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah. You can come see We're Gross the third Thursday of the month at UCB Franklin. Go see Dumped in Space. It's a one-act show that I directed that's at UCB for the next 3 months. So this will be out in February, so you'll have a couple chances to see it. And hopefully more after that. Cool.
Awesome. I'm at Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter, Josh Simpson on Instagram. All my old videos can be seen at joshsimpson.biz. I think that's it. If you want to donate to the show, and also get access to our Discord channel and our weekly episode called The Potatoes where we talk shop, that's at patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. And hey, even if you're not interested, we have a couple people who just like the show, and that's a way to give us a little cashola, which we're going to use to hopefully go to some festivals and stuff this year. So that's it. And you know what? If you like the show, why don't you tell a friend? It's mostly improv nerds who listen to this, so tell a fellow improv nerd.
Yeah, or a couple.
There you go. We'll see you next time.
Boardwalk Audio Podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.